Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwaller. Today is Friday, the 8th of December, and here are the top 10 things to know before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a flat note, given the signals from the GIFT Nifty trends, which show that the index is trading 8 points lower, indicating a muted start for the local equity markets. In the previous session, the markets finally snapped a 7-day winning streak as investors decided to book profits ahead of today's monetary policy announcement. After a volatile session, the Sensex was down 0.19% at 69,521 levels, and the Nifty 50 was down 0.17% at 20,901.2 levels. Analysts noted that the immediate resistance level was at 20,950 for the NSE Nifty 50, while the support was at 20,830 mark. Moving to some of the key stocks to watch and trade today, Matrix Partners is likely to sell a 5.87 stake in Five Star Business Finance. Additionally, Japan's SoftBank is likely to sell Zomato shares worth $135 million via a block deal. In rupee terms, this amounts to 1,125.5 crore rupees. The government has decided to access the green shoe option in Aircon's OFS issue to sell an additional 4% stake. TVS Electronics received an order from the Commissioner of Customs in Chennai to pay 35.58 crore. All eyes today will be on the RBI governor's speech, as the RBI is likely expected to keep the repo rate unchanged in its review meeting. The MPC has kept the repo rate unchanged at 6.5% over the past four monetary policy reviews after raising the repo rate by 250 basis points since May 2022. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. Wall Street's main indexes ended in the green on Thursday. Fueled by the rally in mega-cap Alphabet shares, the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite surged 1.3%, while the S&P 500 gained 0.08% and the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose by 0.18% in trade. As the demand for U.S. bonds surges, the U.S. Treasury yield hovered around the 4.164% levels. The U.S. dollar index clocked in at around 103.58 levels. Asian markets were trading mixed in the early session on December 8th, with Japan's Nikkei 225 down 1.5%, South Korea's Kospi Index up 0.7%, and China's Shanghai Composite was trading flat. On Thursday, oil prices fell to six-month lows as investors worried about the sluggish energy demand in the US and China. As the dollar continued to weaken, gold prices firmed in the run-up to US jobs data as traders hoped for signs of a weaker labor market, which would boost likelihood that the US Federal Reserve could cut rates as early as March. In the Voice of the Day segment, we have Nivi Ashar, Religare Broking, sharing her outlook. Let's have a listen.
Markets are trading near to its 52-week high, and yes, this performance is largely driven by improving economic environment both in India and globally, like easing inflation. Also, positive performance of global market as well as strong buying interest from FIIs continue to bring positive sentiments. Besides this, in the domestic market, favorable outcome of state elections continue to fuel the market rally. Now, what next? So, going ahead, for the short term, we believe that upcoming RBI monetary policy will be a crucial factor to watch for. Besides this, in the medium to long term time frame, we are of the opinion that continuous inflow from DIIs and FIIs will help the growth. Further stabilizing inflation and also encouraging India's budget as well as satisfactory general election outcome will aid markets to maintain its positive tone. Besides this, we are also anticipating that if we could get a clear signal from US Fed on rate cut post March next year, so that will also continue to boost sentiments for the Indian market ahead.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day.